The Arizona Board of Regents has approved the university's tuition and fee proposals. That includes a 1.5% increase at ASU. Brandon Bishop is a senior and undergraduate student president for the Tempe campus, and he joins me. And Brandon, some students have expressed frustration at the higher tuition. Are you cool with a 1.5% increase?
Yeah, so I'm in favor of it. I think it's necessary in order to keep our university running smoothly, in order to keep the best services and the most quality experience for ASU students. And I think a lot of students are on board with that too. The students that I've talked to understand that it does cost a lot of money to run the university, and they also understand that we aren't getting the same state support that we received years ago. And once we lost that support, we really did start seeing the costs go up, and I think a lot of students are really putting those two things together and understand that this is necessary in order to keep the quality of our education up.
Is that the argument that you try to make with students who might be a little more skeptical that, look, you know, it used to be that the state would give the universities X amount of money, and now they give us less money, so the school's got to make it up somewhere?
No, exactly. That's what we talk to them about. We talk a lot about civic engagement and how important voting is to students, because the state does get to decide how much money they do give us. And when we don't get that much money, or when they cut funding a few years ago, we really did start to see the increase go up. And we talk to students about why this is happening. And it really is because of this, like, we are seeing higher cost. And so I think a lot of students do realize that. And that's what we've been talking about lately.
Have you talked to students who are concerned about being able to afford a 1.5% increase?
Yeah. So we've talked to plenty of students about their feelings about this. There are students that are concerned. The good thing is that there are, like, some of that money is going towards financial aid, and our administration and faculty are really on top of making sure that students feel supported. I know our administration has already come forward and said that if you have any concerns about this, you can come talk to us. We'll figure out a way. Our university, the way our financial aid works is that it's ever changing based off of your situation. So if there are students who have seen a drastic change in their financial situation, or this has caused financial hardship for them, then they can contact the university, and the university will make sure that no student has to leave because they cannot afford to go to ASU no longer.
Have you heard a sense among students that even though it's only a 1.5% increase, that every year there's some percent increase? It just goes up and up and up every year, even if it's not by a ton every year. Every year it does, you know, keep going up.
Yeah, so I think students do bring that up, and I think there's a lot of different things that we are doing. I think we're starting to see increased support for higher education. It's not as much as a lot of students would like to see from the state government. I think it's really showing students why it's so important to be active in state government. It's showing students why it's important to be active in their university, and it's helping get students involved. These decisions come with discussions with student leaders on campus. The university talks to the other student body presidents and myself. We give our knowledge and our experiences, and we talk to them about what we need and what they want. And that's one of the bigger questions that we always, or that's one of the bigger questions that's always asked, is what do you want as students? And let's figure out a way to do that. And if we want a high quality education, then we might have to pay a little bit more. But when you look at the whole country, I think I'm really lucky and really blessed to go to ASU because I'm getting the same quality education that students who go to these other intense universities across the country, they're paying $30,000 for it. And I'm getting the same level of education for about $5,000 a year, which is really great and really awesome for a lot of students at ASU.
What is your role? I mean, at what point were you brought into discussions or asked to give input as to what the university would ask the regents for?
Yeah, so I think right when I was elected, that's when we kind of started talking about it. And then they would kind of give us updates throughout the year saying, like, this is what we're thinking, how are students feeling, like, what's the student experience at the moment? And then I think it was about a little bit over a month ago when they brought us in and told us this is what we're planning on doing. And we have Dr. Crow held a forum to have students come and ask questions about the tuition increase. We had the tuition hearing with the Arizona Board of Regents. And so we've been involved in that process and talking about it. And I think paying more for school is hard, but I think we're really fortunate at least to have a university understand that they need to talk to us. And then we're really fortunate to make sure that the university also understands that it's important to keep improving our services and not just settle at where we're at now.
Brandon Bishop is ASU's undergraduate student president for the Tempe campus.